Welcome back, talking sports right here on KSNM AM 570 at Carnathan Las Cruces Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we are getting ready for tomorrow's big matchup, 1 p.m. kickoff. It is the Las Cruces Bulldogs and the Mayfield Trojans at Aggie Memorial Stadium. Teddy Feinberg joining us here in the studio, Las Cruces Sun News sports editor. And joining us on the sports hotline, the coach of the Las Cruces Bulldogs, former Aggie quarterback and multiple-time state championship winner with Las Cruces, Jim Miller. Coach, thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. You're welcome.
Coach, big game tomorrow, and I'm sure your team is ripping and ready to go. I'm sure you have to chain them down right now, don't you? You have them locked up somewhere.
Yeah, well, they're excited. You know, it's anytime you get to a state championship game, and it's for all the marbles, and knowing the fact that there's no tomorrow, you can't ask for anything other than that. And our kids, like I said, are very excited about playing tomorrow afternoon.
Now, Coach, I hate to reopen a wound, but you guys lost to Mayfield in the district championship. I'm sure that's something that you guys have looked at and up and down and using that as a learning tool to be ready for tomorrow's game.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, you want to, anytime you lose a game, you want to look at your mistakes. First thing we did as coaches was, of course, look at what we could do better. And then, of course, break down the film. As soon as you lost that game, even before we even go in the playoffs, and then you want to correct those mistakes going in the playoffs. I think we've done that. I think Mayfield played a good game. The first time around, they were very aggressive. They hit us in the mouth a little bit, we weren't really used to that throughout the season. And I think we got a little complacent maybe going into that game, listening to everybody's headlines. But, we responded real well in the playoffs. And, we watched that film numerous times this week. The kids have on their own. They understand that it pretty much comes down to who wants it more. It's going to be a game. It's going to be a backyard brawl. And we got to be ready.
Coach Miller, it's Teddy. How you doing?
Good, good.
I guess my question is, if there's one or two things, bullet point things, real specific things that you would like to see your team do differently in this game compared to the last one, what would one or two things be just in particular that you think you guys could do a better job of in this game compared to the first time you met Mayfield?
First of all, it would be more aggressive. That just comes with heart and want to, those guys are good. They do a good job getting off the ball offensively. Defensively, they do a good job. They're very sound. But the team that controls the line of scrimmage is usually the team that's going to have an advantage. They had that last time.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, I don't think we got much rhythm at all. We had one good drive, one little good kickoff return in a drive, do a couple of touchdown passes. We scored 20 points in the first half. And in the second half, we pretty much got stymied. We got inside the 12-yard line, had a holding penalty, got a little ball to Allen inside their 40, got a, unsportsmanlike. And, of course, we had some three and outs, which their defense, we didn't execute properly. So, with our offense, it's pretty potent. We got a lot of weapons out there. We just need to make sure we continue to do what we did. After, evaluating that film, Coach Lopes, we didn't really run a lot of the things that we should have, and that's, once again, we look at it as coaches. Defensively, they had that 8-minute, 9-minute drive against us in the fourth quarter. That can't happen, that's on me. So we look at it, and we got to make adjustments as coaches as well as the players. And when it comes down to playing and the kids, like I said, it's who wants it more. This is it. This Saturday one, there's no, film the next day. There's no Monday, scouting report. There's nothing. This is it, and the kids understand that. We got to go out and play.
And I guess my follow-up question to this, and just to educate, some fans out there that might not know that, you obviously had a hand in the offense for a number of years. Now you switched over to the defensive side of the ball as the head coach. You're the defensive coordinator in title this year. And I also should stipulate this by saying your offense scored like 40, 50, 60 points just about every week this year. So, but how much of a hand do you have in the offensive game plan still, even as defensive coordinator and, of course, still holding the role of head coach? And then is it hard sometimes in the course of a football game to not step in and make adjustments, or do you? I guess I'm more asking your role and how it pertains to offense even while you still hold that defensive coordinator title. How big of a role do you still play in the offensive side of the football?
Yeah, well, I'm involved especially with Cam being the quarterback, you know, that's
sure.
that's
yeah,
a
little
thing. But Coach Lopez does a great job. You know,
sure.
I mean, he's been on my staff for 16 years. You know, I coached him at Las Cruces High School. You know, he was with me learning as I did that offense for 10 years. And, you know, and he grasped it real well. He's a smart guy. He's very intelligent. He knows the offense. And so offensively, I had the utmost confidence in him to do what, you know, we're capable of doing. And it showed, you know, we're averaging, you know, 45 points and things of that nature. And, of course, all three phases contribute to that, but mainly the offense is what keeps that going. And, I'll make suggestions, but not very much.
Okay.
You know, to be perfectly honest, offensively, I think a little bit has to do, you know, I don't want to step over my boundaries or anything because I have the most confidence in him to run our offense. Sure, do I make a few suggestions here and there? Yeah, I'll do that as a head coach, you know, just to make sure, hey, don't forget this, or hey, what about this, you know, type thing. And but he does a great job. And, you know, I got, you know, especially, you know, being Cam being the quarterback and me being the dad, I don't want to put so much pressure on Cam and being involved. You know, and Coach Lopes has a great relationship with Cam, and he's known him since, you know, like I said, he's been on the staff. So I think that works out real well, too, having, you know, an offensive coordinator coaching Cameron and knowing the fact that he knows exactly what I expect. You know, that offense has evolved a little bit, but we had a base with me for 10 years, and then Mark has evolved it to where it is now. So we're real comfortable with that. And of course, being a head coach and doing those head coaching duties and doing the defense and coordinating the defense, that's plenty on my plate. So it's good to have him aboard.
What has it been like coaching your son? I mean, for the dads out there, you know, how has that been a unique experience? I mean, it's probably an experience you may have anticipated being one way, but I'm sure there's also been some surprises along the way just because it's a very unique experience.
Oh, yeah, you know, and the thing about it is I've talked to some coaches, you know, prior to Cam coming up. You know, of course, last year he was our JV quarterback, and, you know, he's been around the program forever. And, you know, I knew he was going to be our quarterback coming through. And you know, talking to the Sam Jernigans that had that, you know, of course, you know, Cooper Henderson had that, you know, and they were multiple championship type of teams with you know, elite programs. And you're always going to get those naysayers. And I know we had those coming in, you know, at the beginning. He's just coach's son. He's just a sophomore. But, you know, as Cooper said, too, well, I mean, you know, that pretty much put an end to that when you're winning. You know, when you're winning and he's doing well, you know, that happens. But Cameron just does a good job. It's great. We have such a great relationship. You know, as a father and son, and you know, his similarities and his likes and everything that he does, his demeanor, you know, it's pretty much two peas in a pod. And but he understands what he needs to do, and with being a quarterback, he understands there's pressure. You know, of course, you're in the penthouse one day, you're in the outhouse the next, as the head coach is too. So, you know, he understands it. He can handle that. You know, when you win, hey, you're great. When you lose, what happened? You know, and he understands that because he's been around it for so long. He's been he's seen me as I you know, he's seen what happened with me as I played growing up. And we've talked about it, you know, now that he's getting older. And he understands the pressures of being that quarterback, especially in my system, especially me being a head coach. You know, being a quarterback, and if you know football, it's tough. In our system, it's a tough deal with everything that we do. And it's just great to see him being successful.
Coach Ed, once again, you guys are the defending state champions for 5A. How much is that going to play into the game tomorrow? You guys have been there before and have seen this game before.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's going to play much at all. I think, you know, the experience, I think the big thing is, you know, I think playing in front of 25, 26, whatever it was that first game, really helps both teams. You know, they had some new guys come in that haven't really played. We had some new guys that haven't really been part of the limelight, if you want to call it, the spotlight out there. And now they see that, you know, and we've had two intense, you know, games in the playoffs, you know, with very good defenses. And we, you know, we did real well against them. And, you know, I think that helps. But being the defending state champ, you know, that's something I think confident-wise, you know, Mayfield's been there. Those guys that were sophomores, their seniors this year were sophomores when I think they had theirs. You know, they were saying something like that. So they're experienced in that. That program sure has been there as we have been there. I don't think it's a big advantage to us. Like I said, I think it's just going to come down to blocking, tackling, and a lot of heart, and who wants it more.
Coach, we should see 30,000 enter tomorrow, and hopefully we will see that. And you know, this is the biggest game of the year for Las Cruces. You know, it's you know, with both you guys playing in the state championship game, I think this is bigger than the Aggies and the Lobos, and bigger than the Aggies and the Miners for this year, and hopefully we see an abundance of fans there tomorrow. Hopefully it's standing room only. Is that something that you guys want to see happen tomorrow as well?
You know, it would be nice. I mean, you know, I think as a coach, you're more focused on the game plan and, you know, how to get your kids prepared. And right now, you know, it's Friday night. You know, it's pretty much, you know, done as preparation. Now it's more physical. I mean, excuse me, more mental, you know, imagery and all that stuff. We tell our kids all the time, you know, and then, of course, we got dinner for them here and we're going to watch a movie and get them focused. And they get home and then breakfast in the morning. But, you know, I don't know about, you know, I would love, I think it is going to be an awesome crowd. I think the state of New Mexico, the city of Las Cruces, I think it's pretty phenomenal to have that, to be a part of it. And I think a lot of people want to be a part of it. You know,
sure.
The first game was great. You know, a lot of, you know, there's a lot of, you know, what's going to happen this game. You know, it wasn't like there's a, you know, it's a state championship. So, and especially with these two teams playing, anything can happen. And it's that's the exciting part about it. If you're a football fan, I think you're going to be out there. I think the weather's going to be great. It's going to be a lot like it was today. And you can't ask for anything else.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck for you tomorrow. We're looking forward to seeing the Trojans and the Bulldogs battle it out at Aggie Memorial.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Coach Jim Miller joining us here on the show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle Henderson with New Mexico Preps will be with us. We'll pick his brain and see what he thinks is going to happen tomorrow at Aggie Memorial. Quick break. We're back with more Talkin' Sports right after this.